This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Now, we're going to warn you ahead of time. This edition of This is Your Nishna Valley is going to be, probably should be renamed, This is Your Nishna Valley Food Selections. It's going to be a lot about food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a lot of food-based stuff this week. I don't know why, but it seemed like all the things I was looking for to include in our program this weekend seemed to have a food theme to it.
Hmm.
I don't know why. Should we get started here?
Yeah.
Food's good, right?
Well, of course.
Kind of. Yeah. What am I asking you for?
Yeah, we didn't just have Easter. Holy moly.
I know. Lots of leftover candy.
Yeah.
Everybody's bringing it to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, got to get it out of the house somehow.
Well, other people eat it or you eat it. It's one
yeah,
or the
exactly.
other, right? No, I was sharing a few of these things on the air earlier this week, but for those folks who missed them, you know, we talk so much after the first of the year about people getting making those resolutions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they have to do with losing weight, you know, trimming a few pounds off, looking better, feeling better, exercising, all those kinds of things. A lot of times it seems like it's the women who make those resolutions, more so than the men.
Yeah.
You know, we're safe in the wintertime. We're wearing heavier clothing, mm-hmm. sweaters, jackets, whatever. You know, we can cover up those couple extra pounds. But then when the weather starts getting nicer, we start thinking about wearing lighter clothing.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden we start thinking, what do I look like this year in that lighter clothing, you know? So then people start getting nervous and they decide, oh, I'll lose a couple of pounds here and there, shed a couple inches here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But for guys, this is especially for the guys, it can be for the ladies too, but for the guys especially, remember when you used to have that six-pack?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I remember when I used to.
She just looked at my belly and laughed at me.
That's not what I meant.
Well, a lot of guys are carrying a spare tire around. And if you're one of those, you're not alone. 54% of U.S. adults now have abdominal obesity. And that's up from 46% in 2000. That's according to a recent report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, what is abdominal obesity? Well, it's not much, actually. If you fall into that category, maybe it's time to start cutting down on your consumption of five certain food types that can help. But what is abdominal obesity? Male abs are considered fat if the waistline measures more than 40 inches.
Hmm.
What size is your belt? What size pants are you wearing?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't take much to get to 40 inches. I said, I remember when I was in high school and had a 32-inch waist, and I thought it was going to be like that forever.
Yeah. Yeah, right, huh?
Not happening.
Make sure to slow down. And
that's right. Well, anyway, there are five types of foods that they say if you get rid of these or cut down on them anyway, that you can really do yourself a favor, especially in the belly section, because certain things kind of gravitate and sit there. Refined grains is the first one. Now, what is a refined grain? Well, it's an ingredient found in foods like white rice, white bread, regular white pasta. The unrefined stuff, which is in whole wheats, brown rices, quinoa, it's always healthier. Pennsylvania State University researchers found that people who ate whole grains, in addition to keeping a healthy diet of fruits, veggies, low-fat dairy, and protein, lost more weight from the abdominal area than the group of people who kept eating the same healthy diet but ate all the refined grains. So if you just make a slight change in mm-hmm. your diet there. Another thing, potato products. What do we have sitting out on the counter right now?
Yeah.
A couple of bags of chips?
Yeah.
A study in the New England Journal of Medicine followed the weight changes of more than 120,000 men and women for up to 20 years. And the participants were checked every 4 years, and on average, they gained 3.35 pounds each time. So almost 17 pounds by the time that study was finished. Now, the foods associated with the greatest weight gain? Yeah. Potato chips and potatoes. Typically...
It's easy just to keep eating and eating out of that bag. If you take it to the chair with you watching TV or something, all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness.
Because Mom used to portion out our snacks.
Yeah.
When we were allowed to have snacks, she would portion them out. Nowadays, people don't portion out anything. They just rip the bag open and start in. You know, it's the way it is. Yeah. You know, typically anything that's, if you're talking about veggies and stuff like that, if it's white or yellow, it's got starch in it.
Mm-hmm.
So starch turns to sugar when it gets into your body. So that it tends to sit down there low. You know, the other vegetables, the other colors, the reds, the greens, the oranges, those types of things, eat all you want.
Yeah.
You know, those are good and healthy. Another thing they talk about, another of the five foods they talk about, if you want to get that six-pack back, is red and processed meat. Now, they say the same 20-year study found that people who ate more red and processed meats gained weight also, about one extra pound every 4 years. Now, in another study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers worked with more than 370,000 people, and they found that folks who ate the equivalent of a small steak a day gained about 5 pounds in 5 years. You know, I'm throwing this one out because I like meat.
Yeah.
But also, who eats a steak a day?
Right.
And if I'm only going to gain a pound a year by eating a steak a day, well, then I'll modify that.
Yeah.
No problem. And the other thing is, you're talking 1 pound every 4 years?
Right. I think that's pretty good.
So I'll step up the exercise a little bit, and I'll cover for that. All right? So we're good there.
We're good.
Now, here's another one that you probably never would have guessed. Frosting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the cupcakes that you guys keep bringing for special occasions, you may want to think twice. The FDA has basically declared war on trans fats. Store-bought frosting still contains a not-so-healthy dose of that stuff. Now, how bad can trans fats be? Researchers at Wake Forest University gave groups of monkeys two different diets. One group ate trans fats, the other ate unsaturated fats. The results? The group eating trans fats upped their body weight by 7.2% in 6 years. The other only gained 1.8%.
Mm.
Not only did the trans fats add new fat, it was also responsible for moving fat from other areas to the belly. So you want to check trans fats in other foods, things that are, you know, pre-made baked goods, snack foods, frozen pizzas, all the things we like.
I know. It's awful, isn't it?
Unsaturated fats, the way to go. And then also they said diet soda is another one you may want to watch for. It's easy to get fooled by the zero-calorie label, yet sodas made with sugar substitutes are believed by many to play a role in weight gain. A new study published this month found that people who drank diet soda gained almost 3 times the amount of abdominal fat over 9 years as those who didn't drink the no-cal stuff. Now, the study only looked at adults ages 65 and older, but consider this. Recent research from the Weizmann Institute of Science found that mice drinking water with artificial sweeteners like saccharin, aspartame, those types of things, became vulnerable to insulin resistance and glucose intolerance, which are 2 things known to lead to weight gain. So things to, you know, you don't need to cut them out completely, but modify those things in your diet a little bit, and you might be a little more likely to actually see that six-pack again.
Yeah.
And no, not that six-pack, the other one.
I was going to say, I thought that's what they called
that
abdominal weight, is the little beer belly.
Yeah, well, no, that's not why they call it that, but that's what it ends up being, apparently. We go from one six-pack to another six-pack, I guess. This is kind of the way it is. You know, and speaking of food, since we have the theme going, baseball season has started again. When you think food at baseball parks, what do you think?
Oh, hot dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hot dogs and popcorn, salty
hot dogs,
popcorn.
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack, if you paid attention to the song. But, you know, like turkey on Thanksgiving. Hot dogs, they're the ballpark food. And the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council is estimating that this year baseball fans will eat more than 18.5 million hot dogs and 4.2 million sausages during the 2015 Major League season.
Wow.
Now, that if you combine the hot dog and sausage total, if you put them back to back and laid them in a line, it would stretch from Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia all the way out to Chase Field in Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh.
The hot dog total, just by itself, if you stacked them end on end, they would be as high as 7,827 Empire State Buildings.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah.
And consider that's major league ballparks.
Right. Yeah. Not even high school or any of that.
Do you know how many minor league ballparks there are?
Right.
Lots. It's a lot of hot dogs. Dodger fans eat the most. They're expected to take in about 2.5 million hot dogs this year. And that's enough to round the bases at Dodger Stadium 3,551 times if you laid them end to end. 66% of Dodger fans at home games, using those numbers, will have eaten a hot dog. Yankees are second this year. 1.5 million is what they're expected to consume. Cleveland Indians fans, a little over 1.2 million. Texas Rangers fans are fourth, just over 1 million. And Chicago Cubs fans are fifth, expected to eat more than 855,000 hot dogs. That's a 21% increase over last year. But there's one place where they are the sausage champions. One place, one ballpark, where they eat the most sausages. In fact, this year they're expected to sell 480,000 sausages.
Jeez.
You know where it is, right?
No.
Where's the sausage capital of the world?
I don't know.
Huh? They love their sausage and their beer.
I don't know.
Milwaukee.
Nothing's coming to mind.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
The Brewers?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense now.
They're named the Brewers, for heaven's sake. Yeah, 480,000 sausages they're expected to ingest. In fact, the Brewers are the only team in baseball that is expected to sell more sausages than hot dogs. That's how much they love their sausages out there. So, yeah, some interesting stuff. And they did a poll, a online poll, and the Sugardale dog at Cleveland is voted as America's favorite baseball park hot dog. Hmm. And they have specialty hot dogs, too, which I'm not going to go into right now, but some of them look kind of sound kind of gross. Some of them actually sound pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they do a lot of different types of fancy things with those, too. So, good stuff if you like hot dogs.
Yeah.
And mustard. Still by far the number one condiment.
Over ketchup?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Really?
Way bigger. Yep, yep. Wait. Well, I think largely that's because, you know, my memories when I was a kid growing up in Dubuque, Dad, we never went on vacations. Dad, Mom and Dad worked hard. They never really took time to do that kind of stuff. Our vacations would include like a one-day trip to Chicago to watch a Cub game and then back. And, oh, I can still, as a child, I can still close my eyes today and I can smell and I can taste those Red Hots that they serve at Wrigley Field. They're kind of a hot dog, but kind of a sausage. They're more of a sausage probably than a hot dog, but they're just mustard. That's all you want on it. Mustard. Oh, they were so good. I close my eyes. It takes me right back to when I was 8 years old again. Oh, good, good stuff. Good memory there. But, yep, ballpark hot dogs and sausages. Get one today.
I'll pass on the sausage hot dog,
yeah. You'll go for it there, huh? All right. And then, of course, we'll have to go out and exercise to get that six-pack.
Oh, of course.
Back again. All right, that's what you can find at the ballpark. What can you find around these parts?
All right, let's see here. Well, on Sunday in Griswold is a fundraiser for Scott Scooter Wagner of Griswold. It'll be held on Sunday, April 12th in Griswold. And from 2 to 4:30, they'll have the Pieces and Dreams Show and Shine on Main Street, so you can bring your car, truck, or motorcycle. And then from 4:30 to 7 is the dinner and auction at the Griswold Community Building. And they'll be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, sides, and desserts for a free will donation. If you'd like to donate, you can call 778-2426. It's a fundraiser for Scott Scooter Wagner on April 12th in Griswold, and that starts at 2 on Main Street. The Atlantic Trees Forever meeting is coming up Monday, April 13th at 7 p.m. It will be held in the meeting room at Boulder's Inn and Suites. Also, the BPO Doe's meeting is on April 14th at the Elks Lodge. Dinner at 6:30, business meeting at 7:30, and their past presidents will be honored. A Relay for Life fundraiser is also on Tuesday, April 14th. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. at Pizza Hut in Atlantic, and Pizza Hut will donate 20% of sales for dine-in and carry-out orders. You just have to present to the fundraiser ticket. And again, that's the Relay for Life fundraiser, April 14th from 5 to 8, and that's at Pizza Hut in Atlantic. The annual Spring Rummage and Bake Sale is on Thursday, April 16th. It's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and you can use the parking and automatic door on the east side of the building. And sales will be held in the fellowship area. They'll have lots of good food and good stuff. It's the annual Spring Rummage and Bake Sale, April 16th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. The Atlantic Public Library will host author Roy Marshall in the library's meeting room to talk about his new book, Hopley, on April 17th at 2 p.m. The book spans over 100 years, and it goes into some detail as to how one generation accumulated an enormous fortune and another lost another than a few mementos, every shred of it. You can join them at the Atlantic Public Library on April 17th with Roy Marshall at 2 p.m. The Atlantic Speech Team will be holding a showcase of events on April 18th at 3 p.m. It's an open performance of all events that qualified for state at the Iowa School Speech Association competition this season. Admission is free, but a goodwill donation is appreciated. If you have any questions, you can contact Director Matthew Smith at the Atlantic High School. Again, it's the Atlantic Speech Team. It's their showcase of events April 18th at 3 p.m. A gravestone dedication ceremony for Civil War veteran William John Pickerel will begin on at 1:30 on April 19th at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. The ceremony will be conducted by the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War with assistance from the Avoca American Legion and Avoca Boy Scouts. Lunch and socializing will follow at the Avoca Historical Museum. And if you enjoy history, then you won't want to miss this Civil War reenactment honoring the memory of a local veteran. The Avoca Historical Society is sponsoring the event, and all interested ages are welcome to attend. Again, it's the graveside dedication ceremony for Civil War veteran William John Pickerel at 1:30 on April 19th, and that's at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. In Marnie, it's the Marnie Mason's Country Lunch on April 19th. It's held at the Marnie Fire Station from 4 to 7, and they'll be serving a variety of soups along with sandwiches, pies, and drink. It's only $7 for adults and $3.50 for children 10 and under. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's 29th Annual Spring Soup and Salad Luncheon will be held on April 22nd. That's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic from 11 to 1. It's only $6, and you can make reservations if you'd like by calling Marcella at 243-5326 or Linda at 762-4560 by April 17th. The public is invited to attend, and of course, walk-ins are welcome. It's the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's 29th Annual Spring Soup and Salad Luncheon on April 22nd, and that's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic from 11 to 1. The Golden Age of Las Vegas, that's the time when Frank, Dean, Tony, Sammy, Bobby, and Wayne were the headliners on the Strip, and that comes alive at the Warren Cultural Center on April 25th at 7 p.m. Singer Mitch Seekins celebrates the music and stories of that era in his show, The Best of Vegas, and they'll have photos and tidbits as well as great music of those performers made famous. The show is a finale of the Warren Center's premier performance series, and that's brought nationally touring talent to Southwest Iowa to perform in their Norman Lear Theater. Showtime's at 7, doors open at 6:15, and it's open seating. Tickets are $25 each, and you can get those at Ed and Eva's store on the square in Greenfield or online at warrenculturecenter.com. They'll have beer, wine, soft drinks, and snacks available at the show. Again, that's on April 25th, and that starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:15, and that's at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. I've got a couple sales coming up. The Atlantic Public Library's semi-annual book sale. That's on April 28th, and that's from 9:30 to 6, and then April 29th from 9:30 to 8, and April 30th from 9:30 to 6. We'll have lots of great bargains. And if you'd like to donate some books, you're more than welcome to do that. You have up until April 25th is when they'll be collecting those. Again, it's the Atlantic Public Library's semi-annual book sale, April 28th, 29th, and 30th. The Atlantic Citywide Garage Sales, that's coming up in May. So on May 1st from 2 to 6 and May 2nd from 10 to 4. They'll have maps available at Casey's Fairing Hy-Vee. So if you'd like to have a sale, the cost is $10 for one day or $15 for both days. And to be on that map, you just need to contact Becky Bonney at 254-0838. It's Atlantic Citywide Garage Sales May 1st and 2nd. To get your name on that map, contact Becky Bonney, 254-0838.
That's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Got some more things here, too. Hey, there's an open house, the Cumberland Public Library. Anybody know who that librarian is there?
I think I might.
Is she any good?
I would think so. It's my mom.
I think she's one of the best ever, huh?
Of course.
Tuesday, April 14th from 8:30 to 10 a.m., they're going to have that open house, the Cumberland Public Library. So we'll have some cookies and drinks. A big announcement or anything? Just an open house.
Just an open house, apparently. Oh, okay. She never said anything to me.
Mom doesn't let you in on the secrets,
I guess
huh?
not.
I see how
I'm sure
works.
She's making the cookies, and she makes some good cookies. So.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Also, the Cass County Memorial Hospital is continuing their community blood draws. You do need to make an appointment for these. Go to CassCountyClinics.com, or you can call them at 249-0667 to schedule appointments. The only times they have left now are from this week, and they're at the satellite clinics at the Anita Medical Center this Monday, April 13th from 7 to 9 a.m., and then this Tuesday, April 14th at the Griswold Medical Center from 7 to 8 a.m., and this Wednesday, April 15th at the Messina Medical Center from 7 to 8 a.m. By the way, April 15th, seems like that's a day we should remember.
Oh, taxes, huh?
Yeah. You haven't paid your taxes yet, or filed. It's a-coming.
Done and done.
It's a-coming. Also coming up yet this month, the 2015 Anita Cam Alumni Banquet will be held, and that'll be actually not this month, next month. It's coming up May 23rd. And that'll be at the Cam High School in Oneida. There'll be a happy hour with a cash bar from 3 to 5:30 at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course Clubhouse. Doors at the high school will open at 4 o'clock. They'll have a brisket meal at 6 o'clock. They're having a silent auction this year to raise money for scholarships as well. So everyone that graduated from Oneida or CAM is welcome at the banquet. But the honored classes this year will be the 25, 50, 55, 60, 65, and 70-year classes. After the banquet, then folks might gather again up at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course Clubhouse to visit. Now, if you'd like to make reservations, it's $16 before May 15th or $20 after May 15th, and you can send that to Janet Maynard. She lives at 75848 Memphis Road, Oneida, Iowa, 50020. Walk-ins are also welcome, and you can call Janet if you have any questions at 712-762-3174. That's 712-762-3174 if you'd like to know more about that. So that kind of gets you up to date on some of the things going on here around the area. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll have more for you right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
Hello, this is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Health System. Good nutrition is essential in meeting your overall health goals. Healthy eating can include any food in moderation and should include a variety of foods from all the food groups. As your clinical dietitian, I can help you use good nutrition to achieve your personal health goals. For an appointment, please call me at 712-243-3250.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, time to get back to some serious business here. Do you have some birthdays?
I do. Over at the San Lutheran Home, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Priscilla Hansen, celebrating her birthday on April 16th. So happy birthday to Priscilla Hansen on April 16th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Happy birthday to Gary Dietrich. His family's having a card shower for her 95th birthday on April 14th. You can join them in wishing her a happy birthday. You can send her a card at 203 11th Street in Adair, 50002. So happy birthday to Jerry Dietrich, celebrating her 95th birthday on April 14th. You can send her a card at 203 11th Street in Adair, 50002. Happy birthday to Everett Wint. He's celebrating his 90th birthday on Sunday, April 12th, and they'll have that at from 2 to 4 at the Old Park Hotel at 423 South Park Place in Audubon. Happy 90th birthday, Everett Wint, on Sunday, April 12th from 2 to 4, and that's at the Old Park Hotel in Audubon. Happy birthday to Harvey Jorgensen. He is celebrating his 90th birthday, and they're having a card party in his honor. You can send him good wishes on his big day, April 29th, and that's to care of Jan Barnes, 5728 East Farm Road, 168 in Rogersville, Missouri, 65742. So to wish Harvey Jorgensen a happy 90th birthday, you can send that in care of Jan Barnes at 5728 East Farm Road, 168 Rogersville, Missouri, 65742. Happy 90th birthday to Bertha Pedersen. She's turning 90 on April 27th and celebrate this milestone with a card shower. You can send her a card to the Heritage House, Apartment 60, and that's at 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. So happy 90th birthday, Bertha Pedersen, on April 27th. You can send her a card, wish her happy birthday at the Heritage House, Apartment 60, 1200 Brookridge Circle, Atlantic, 50022. A card shower will be held in honor of Mary Ann Kester, celebrating her 80th birthday on April 12th, and her family is planning a card shower in her honor. And you can send her a card to 2043 Road M16 in Earling, Iowa, 51530. She has four grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Again, that's happy 80th birthday to Mary Ann Kester, celebrating her birthday on April 12th of Earling. You can send her a card to 2043 Road M16 in Earling, 51530. We'd also like to wish happy birthday to Myrna Poldberg, is planning this Spanish card shower in her honor for her 85th birthday on April 16th. You can send her a card to 1106 Elm Street in Harlan, 51537. She has 8 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren and another great-grandchild due. So happy 85th birthday to Myrna Poldberg, celebrating her 85th birthday on April 16th. And you can send her a card at 1106 Elm Street in Harlan, 51537.
Excellent.
Yes.
I have a couple of anniversaries here to share with you. Verl and Irene Greer of Harlan will have their 70th wedding anniversary this Sunday, April the 12th. Congratulations to those folks. The Greers have 11 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and they will be celebrating again this Sunday, April the 12th. 70th wedding anniversary for Verl and Irene Greer of Harlan. Congratulations to those folks. Quite a milestone. Also, we have a 60th wedding anniversary going out to Frederick and Carolyn Martins. And in fact, their family is inviting friends and relatives to an open house at the Carson Community Center in Carson on Sunday, April 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. to celebrate the 60th wedding anniversary of their folks. So again, happy 60th wedding anniversary to Frederick, Pete, and Carolyn Martins. Again, that open house will be next Sunday, April 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Carson Community Center. Wish those folks the best as well.
Yes.
Don't have any babies to tell you about this time around. Kind of keeping with the theme, we said it was kind of a food theme thing. Well, here's one that kind of fits in with the whole birthday anniversary thing, too, a little bit.
Okay.
Joel Berger and Ashley King of Illinois are getting married.
Well, congratulations.
You don't get it?
No. What I miss?
Joel Berger and Ashley King.
Oh, Burger King.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A Burger King wedding is happening.
So are they doing
Can you believe
King
it?
Food?
They've known each other since kindergarten, but they didn't really start dating until college. One thing led to another, and Berger proposed to King at a lake. Why wouldn't you have done
what?
It at a Burger
You're right.
King? I mean, you would have thought. For their engagement photo, though, they did take a few shots in front of a local Burger King location. Now, they have reached out to the Burger King company about helping them create some customized drink koozies with the Burger King logo. And Burger King has said that, hey, they're going to foot the bill.
What?
For the for their nuptials. Their spokesman, Eric Hirschhorn, says, when we heard about the happy Burger King couple, we felt an overwhelming urge to help celebrate their upcoming marriage. So I guess the moral of the story is, all you young lovers out there, find a way to make your wedding good marketing for an international corporation, and good things will happen, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works? So there you go. Well, here's a few. If you'd like to customize this particular wedding, the Burger King wedding, how about in lieu of flowers, they throw a bouquet of fries?
Yeah. That would be
maybe,
bad.
Maybe you could throw ketchup and mustard packets instead of rice as they exit the church.
That could be like their little... gifts or whatever they leave on the table, with have them customized with their name, the packets.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perhaps a burger cake.
That would be pretty cool.
You could have personalized vows that are taken exclusively from former Burger King slogans. Have it your way.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or you could have that creepy king guy, actually. You know,
I forgot about him. Just could, show up.
You could have him officiate the wedding or something, too. You could tie chicken nuggets to the wedding vehicle's bumper. Or you could actually stay in a Burger King for your honeymoon.
That'd be different.
Those would be some ideas. Yeah. But yeah, there you go. It's a official. It's royalty. It's a Burger King wedding. Joel Berger and Ashley King of Illinois getting married.
Crazy.
How special, huh?
Yeah.
And then one other thing. Did you see that 7-Eleven this weekend on Saturday, April 11th, they were doing a special deal for their Slurpee?
Huh.
You know, the Slurpee is the regular price of a Slurpee is $1.49 plus tax. And, you know, you can get enough of a brain freeze already just with a regular-sized Slurpee. But on Saturday, April 11th, they are inviting customers to bring their own cups and fill it with a Slurpee just for that one day. So you can bring your favorite cup. Now, the catch is they do have a cardboard cutout there with a 10-inch round hole. And whatever you bring has to fit through that hole. Okay? So that's it. Other than that, it's $1.49 plus tax for your Slurpee. They did this in some other countries. In Australia, a woman brought one of those plastic kiddie pools.
Why would you want that?
I have no idea. Probably because you could say you did.
Yeah.
But of course, anybody that knows anything about those types of products knows that the majority of the cost in a Slurpee is in the straw and
the cup. Yeah.
Yeah, the product doesn't really cost that much, so they're not out that much anyway.
Right.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's still fun.
That's a lot of Slurpee.
That is a lot of Slurpee.
And that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.